Tomorrow, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis 2:2. Since in the previous Mishnah we had talked about differences between Korbanos Tzipor and Korbanos Yachid, publicly purchased versus privately purchased offerings, the Mishnah will say that there is one or two other differences. The first is regarding the Chatos Hamesos. The Chatos Hamesos literally means the sin offerings that are left to die, is a special halach l'mosh mi-Sinai, which says that if a person has a Chatos, which he invested with the sanctity of a chatas, he said, "Hare zu chatas, this is my sin offering." So that sin offering can go specifically only for that one person and that particular sin that he was coming to atone for, and there's no way to repurpose it, to give it to somebody else, to bring it in a voluntary way, to bring it as a suffix. And therefore, there are five scenarios, the halacha shmesina, the tradition is, that if this chatas sort of like all dressed up with nowhere to go, it's set aside to be a chatas, but it can't be offered anymore, for whatever reasons, these five reasons specifically, so then it's left to die. What are those five reasons? So the first is the case of Vlad Chatas. If you consecrate the animal and then it has a child, so now the child has the same sanctity as the mother, but you can't, you know, like a duplicate copy. You can bring the mother, you now can't bring the child as well, so it's one of the five. Then you have Temuras Chatas. That's the case of, like here in Temura, where you substitute B for A, and you have like a carbon copy, so to speak. You have two chatos here, but B can't be brought, because you're already bringing A, so B is left to die. The third is the chatas shemeso ba'aleha. Here, the situation is that Reuven set aside, you know, the chatas, but then he dies before he brings it. He needed to bring it because he was Mechal Shabbos of Shogeg, but now his sons inherit this animal. What can they do with it? Nothing. So therefore, it's left to die. The fourth is a chatas she hiskafru ba'alea ba'acheres. The owner's got atonement from elsewhere, another animal. And that's going to be where this is going to start our Mishnah here. The case is essentially where something like this happens. Reuven set aside lamb chop as chatas, but then lamb chop goes missing. So like little Miss Bo Peep lost her sheep. So now what's he going to do? So then, therefore, Reuven sets aside a new animal and brings that as his chatas, but then he goes home and finds lamb chop. Well, goodness, now, what's a lamb chop? She can't be brought anything. She has the kedusha of a chatas, but he doesn't need kapara anymore for that sin because he already got it from the other animal he found. So therefore, he will, that's one of the five, it's left to die. And finally, a chatas she'avra shenasa, a chatas that had its first birthday, because the rule is that the chatas for a private person has to be within its first year. So if it's left too long and becomes, you know, into its second year, has its fourth birthday, so then the animal must be left to die. Those are the five cases of the chatas amesos. It actually is the subject of the fourth parak of our Masechtas. We'll come back to it shortly. But the point is, according to the Tanakhama, who's Rabbi Shimon, those halachas, which were taught halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai in tradition back to Moshe Rabbeinu, no psukim that say it, but we're even suggested, allude to it, but it's just a tradition. It applies only to a korban yachid, a private person's chatas, and not a tziburi, a communally purchased chatas like they should bring on, you know, on whatever, on Rosh Chodesh, let's say. Okay, so that being the case, our Mishnah says this, that's another example. Chatas hayachid shekipru ba'alea meso, excuse me, chatas hayachid shekipru ba'alav mesos, the chatas hayachid, the private person's sin offering that the owner already got atonement from elsewhere, it's left to die. V'shel tzibur, but if it was dedicated as a bike from communal funds to be a chatas, and then you used another animal in its place, einan mesos, that animal's not left to die. Instead, it's left to graze when it gets a mum, a blemish, that makes it a permanent blemish. You redeem it and use the money to purchase essentially olos in the base of Mikdash. So the point is that it's not left to die. It's going to ultimately be left to graze and then redeemed. That's only, so that's a difference between a private and a public chatas. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says that, in fact, it's not the case. Halach l'moshe mi-Sinai is that the rules of chatos hamesos actually do apply to tziburi as well as yachid. There's no difference at all. Now, and that's his position. Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, excuse me, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yamusu. No, they are left to die. It applies equally to the Yachid and Sibur Chatas. Now, Rabbi Shimon is going to respond. I'm Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon actually is the Tanakhama. We didn't mention him before, and the Lacha follows the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon. It's not Mishnah. But Rabbi Shimon is going to say, give evidence why he really thinks you can believe him that it only applies to private, not a public. And that's because in most cases, the chatos amesos could never apply to a communally purchased chatos. Why is that the case? Because let's go back through the list again. The first is the vlad chatos, the offspring of a chatos. So now we learned in the previous Mishnah that a private person's chatos is a female, of course, could have a baby. But the tziburi, the communal chatos, are males, like all communal offerings. And therefore, of course, they can't have a baby. There's no such possibility, therefore, of the vlad chatos scenario to have, you know, a leftover, something to be from communal chatos. Same goes for tamuras chatos, a substitute chatos. You recall that we just said not long ago in the Masechta that a communally owned offering you can't do tamura with it. Okay? Remember, yamir is singular. And therefore, there's no such thing as tamuras chatos for a tzibur. Third of all, you have chatos shemeso ba'alea. The owner of the chatos died. That, of course, doesn't apply to the national communal korban. So those three have no applicability whatsoever. We're talking here about a chatos shekipru balav that it got atonement from elsewhere, but that's like just one of the minor things. So Shimon's going to say, you see, since most of them are not even applicable at all to a tzibur, it stands to reason that the halacha was, like I said, taught just to Moshe Rabbeinu as a din in a korban yach and not a korban tzibur. So says Rabbi Shimon inside, I'm Rabbi Shimon. Mamatzinu bevlad chatas uvetumuras chatas uvechatas shemesu ba'alea. Just as we see in those other three cases, this is a mamatzinu, like a binyan of a general category. You see that vlad chatas, the offspring of a chatas, can't apply to a communal because they're males. And tumuras chatas can't apply to a communal offering because they can't do tumura. And chatas shemesu ba'alea, if the owner died, can't apply to the tzibur because the tzibur can't die. So beyachid devarim amurim, there are those halachas were said specifically regarding a private individual person's chatas of a lobet tzibur, and certainly not to a communal because there's no application. Therefore, af shekipru ba'alim v'sha'avar shanasan, the other two cases, similarly, beyachid devarim amurim, they were taught in the context of Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai, they were taught regarding a private person's chatas of a lobet tzibur, but not a public person, not the publicly purchased chatas. So that's his position. The halacha follows Rabbi Shimon like Tanakama. So indeed, there is no such thing as chatos amesos for a communal chatos, even if they used another offering to get atonement, or even if it was left too long and it had its first birthday.